been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch. Drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la.
Good evening, good evening. Blessings, blessings. What's going on? This is your boy Handsome La, back in the building. Another episode of that Brown Holy Water team. Let's go. Talk on it. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all already know what it is. It's Black Success. And ladies, I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, God.
It's okay if your man a snack because you're meeting the entree on that y'all event. You heard?
Oh, my God.
You're not going to stop till you get a nice catchy one.
He not. It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie.
Yo, it's Bad Girl Tanya, Auntie Tanya, and as of lately, Wiggy Wig.
Wiggy Wiggy is sticking, wig. Man. Wiggy Wiggy is definitely sticking, man. Damn. What's going on? How's everybody doing today, though, before we start off? Everybody good?
I'm good.
We good.
I'm
we
chilling.
Lit.
Good day today.
I brought some mixology to the studio.
No, I'm good.
All right, yo. Hopefully, y'all pick up my energy, man. Well, let's start it off, man. Let's start for our first topic today. You know how we always do our little relationship 101, da da da. But this is basically the breakup part.
Oh, God.
Okay. We're going to talk about breakups, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. You know, everybody definitely went through breakups in life and sure shit. Sure. You know, so we want to know, all right, first off, what is the difference between a break and a breakup? So let's put that out. Let's get the definition of both of those because.
I guess
sometimes they mix. But okay.
I don't believe in breaks. So a breakup is a breakup. People will believe a break is when you're just allowing yourself space and time, but you're not actually like disconnected from that person. But me personally, I don't believe in breaks. If you want your space, keep your space. So that's just me. I don't believe in breakup. I mean, in breaks, I believe in breakups.
If you was driving to Florida, would you stop or? You'll just drive straight.
It depends on how I feel. I mean, of course, I would have to stop because probably I would have to pee. But
why?
If I could drive straight, I'll drive straight.
First of all,
to get it out.
Black.
Why would you take the
black?
Break?
No.
Because you're tired.
Exactly.
No. Stop.
If I'm tired.
Sometimes you're tired.
If I'm tired, leave me alone.
Sometimes you're tired and you need the nap. To rejuvenate and then
no.
come back.
No, I'm running with that analogy. There's two people in the car going to Florida. One person drives, the other person rests. It's a relationship. We're depending on each other. So when I'm sleeping, you driving. Likewise, when you sleeping, I'm driving. It's two of us to get in that car, motherfucker. I'm not driving to Florida by myself. I'm not in a relationship by myself.
Facts. Same. Tanya, she's
so
that was a good analogy.
Trying to kill my shit. I was on fire.
You put me on the
spot.
Damn. So Ty, you know what's the what's the difference between a break?
If you
want to
break, we might as well break up. Because if for me a break is you admitting that there's a problem that I just don't want to deal with right now. And if me and you were in a relationship and you're putting our problems in a back burner to come back after 2 months thinking you rejuvenated, but the problem is still gonna be the problem. Let's deal with it now. Let's figure out how we do something. Maybe we spend a little bit less time together, but don't make it a whole complete break where it's like we're
don't
a certain
say,
level of disconnect.
Like, say, what's that? Distance make the heart grow fonder?
Yeah, but that's a breakup.
Yeah.
There's no break. For me personally, I don't believe in breaks. If you want a break, exit, don't come back.
Facts.
Never
that's
come back?
Like.
And
that's
my thing is some people, like you're basing it off of the fact that it might be a problem that you don't want to deal with and you just need a break. But sometimes niggas or girls or whatever, they want to have a break just so they could go do them and mm-hmm. then come back. So, no. Mm-hmm. Stay over there.
Stay right over there.
So you can't go see if the grass is green on the other side.
You can go see if the grass is greener, but no, you can't come back.
Forget my lawn.
Yeah. My lawn. Somebody else might be mowing my lawn by the time you come back, so.
Oh, damn. You a hoe if somebody mow your lawn that
no,
fast.
No, you're not a hoe, but you a hoe. But how do you know what the time is? You don't know what the time is. Like, a break could be a year. A break could be a couple of months.
I guess, I mean, Black, you ain't never say if you believe or not. Or the difference. Well, we know the difference is basically saying like a break is just a time apart, which you made a communication saying that y'all probably was gonna come back, and a breakup was just like, ah, it's over. But you even still probably could get back, right? So that's basically the definition.
It depends.
I don't know. You know, that's a tough one because a break is like a break gotta come with rules. Like, mm-hmm. Do you think that's black term? Listen, so like a break is like, I know people that be on break and they think a break is a free for all. Now all of a sudden they could be fucking and sucking and all up at people's inbox and their excuses, we was on a break. And then it's like, so like you can't be on a break and then come back and tell me what you was doing on a break and think I'm just gonna take you in because now we're back together. That's kind of crazy. So a break is different. A break is scary.
But you can you be on a break if the rules, if y'all establish those type of rules, like it's okay to do other things.
Yeah. If you establish that, but like to be honest, what type of person would mess with somebody that's on a break? You know, that's a weird person. What type of person would even entertain that knowing they're going back? Mm-hmm. So you know, it's too much variables there. To fail, that's just to me. If you love the person that you're trying to go back with and you're really trying to go back, I don't think you'll entertain other stuff, but no matter how long that break
that's
is.
True. But as far as the other person, they might be on a break themselves and it might just be a mutual agreement that they just dealing with each other just
but
to
if you're on a break, so should your pussy, titties, and mouth be on a break.
I agree. But you can't be licking clicking and licking ass and sucking pussy either. Like you can't touch nothing either.
Everybody should be chilling.
Okay.
That's the fact.
Mm-hmm. And you should be getting yourself
established.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you
most
gotta,
adults is not dealing with that because you're on the break. You're being deprived relationship.
Exactly.
Benefits. You're being deprived 2 minute hand job before you go to work.
Oh no,
you're
no. Deprived, let's be clear. A lot of people wanna take
hump up inside a closet.
A lot of people wanna fake take breaks off of the relationship but still wanna fuck.
That too.
There's a
but
lot
that,
of
but that's
too.
What I'm saying. You can't do both.
That's just what I'm saying. And then
break.
Be like,
that's
oh, well, we on a break
that's
anyway.
Yeah,
like,
that's not. Right. There's no such thing as a break. Like, y'all just don't know the fuck y'all want to do. You might as well break up.
Exactly.
I mean, I do believe absence doesn't mean a heart grow fond. I do believe well, maybe.
But you can have absence in a relationship.
Listen, I'm just saying, listen.
Women cheat and expect men to take them back with open arms. So you can't say
that
you
don't
break up.
Oh, that's what it is?
Minute.
That's what it is?
That's what I heard, too.
Listen, to,
fuck
me.
Out of
Listen
here.
To me. I'd rather we break up and let's say we weren't together for 6 months, whether you were doing you, I was doing me. We had no ties to each other, but then we realized, you know what? Our spirits are drawing back together. That's different, but don't feed me the I want to take a break to see or I want to take a break to away from you or feel out. No, break up. And ended at that. I don't want to be, because I don't know how long you'll take either.
Exactly.
Like,
I don't got time.
I'm going to take a break for 2 months. And I'm going to meet you back here in April. Like, what the fuck is that shit?
Breaks are for people.
If you agree, like, listen, we'll take 6 months, then we're going to come back.
Lie. Let me help you out. Breaks are for people. Breaks are for people that been entertaining
other people.
DMs and inboxes.
Thank you.
Those are people that are
yes.
Breaks up for people. Let me talk.
That's not
breaks
that's
up for
fact.
People.
That's
breaks up for
fact.
People that have been entertaining DMs and inboxes and certain comments and likes because they're curious. They're like, oh shit. They don't think it's just a like. They don't think like back to social media etiquette that I was saying last week. They don't think it's just a like. They don't think it's just a comment. They don't think the DM or hey was going. They don't. They're not taking it as just for that.
They want to get the groove back.
They're taking it as damn. This person want parts.
Yeah.
Yep. So you know what? Let me take a break so I don't feel guilty about what I do.
You can't tell me I'm a cheater.
Right.
And my
right.
thing is this. I don't feel absence guilty. Absence can make the heart grow fonder, but you can have absence within a relationship. Y'all don't that have too. To do every single thing together. Y'all can space yourselves out. Y'all can do y'all really, apart from each other.
Gonna be like, oh, you acting funny.
But then that's a miscommunication then. If y'all not agreeing, because everything is communication when you're in a relationship, you have to agree on certain things. If you need your space and somebody's not honoring that, say, I need my space or whatever. You know what I mean? It ain't you. Don't take it personally, but I need my space. You got to be able to do you. They got to be able to do them, and then y'all can do each other together.
And I think the problem from that stems with a lot of people, they try to adapt like a one-size-fits-all way to relationship. Instead of trying to find out what is it your partner wants, you're assuming, okay, women like cleanliness. Women like gifts. Women like me coming at a certain time, but that may not be your partner. So you over here think you're giving them the world, but that's not what that person wants.
You know,
and
you
that
know,
causes a lot of relationship frictions. Now you think, I want to break from them. And you thinking, oh my God, I'm doing so well.
You know what
why
it
you
is?
Wanna wait? Why you wanna break from me?
No, no, I got it. I got it for you. So you know what it is? you know, for about 15 plus years now, I'm going by another AKA, another alias. It was calling me Romance.
Romance
tell you
success.
Why. So when they were calling me Romance, it was romance. Many reasons. And one of the reasons is that I kind of, many people don't know this, I'm a doctor, right? They call me Dr. Love. I was studying love for about 20 years. I figure out how this shit works, right? And most people don't know this about me. I'm only sharing this with y'all. Please don't tell your friends, right? So here, when I became a doctor, I was studying the structure of love. And this is what most people are not following. See, in order to be in love, in order to have a successful relationship, it's not about how much the person make. It's not about where they live. It's not about what they drive. It's whether or not you believe this person visuals on their future. Whether you believe that they will make the best decision possible. Whether you believe in their decision-making ability. Now, if that is the person that you are with, it is less clashing going on. You see, so much people are just dating off of cars, off of jobs, off of salary, that
facts
they don't even know how the person think. They don't
facts.
Know how that person mind is
facts.
Going. So, of course, you're going to need a break. You're going here. You're going the I-95 North. This person is on the I-87.
Facts.
Some of y'all don't drive. Some of y'all is on the B-train. The other person's on the B-36. There's a lot of shit going on. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. So you got to find somebody going your way. You know what I mean? I go by the name of I Am Black Success. Ladies and men could be a snack, but I'm a entree on that Yave.
Oh, my gosh.
AKA Romance in the building, breaking it
Uncle
down.
Romance.
Uncle Romance. All right, let's talk about the differences, like, all right, in the breakup. How do, like, men cope and women cope?
Men fuck bitches.
Don't speak for men.
Yeah, yeah,
I can speak for men.
Speak for a woman.
I be around
act
a lot
like
of niggas.
Your woman. Speak for a woman.
Act
I always act like
that's
I'm a woman.
Is,
thank you very much.
Men fuck bitches. Talk about what women do. Tell us what the women do.
Well, women don't. Women
two
don't
right
cheat.
Here.
I tell you that, and women don't go
and
out
no
and.
Cheat.
Just, let me finish. Don't
so,
cut me
so,
off.
She jumped
over don't cut me off and
train.
Just let me talk.
Go.
Let her
thank
talk.
You. Thank you, sweetness. Okay, so women they usually
you
cope with being extra. Like they're on their shit. Like we work harder. We focus more on ourselves. You know what I mean? We usually don't go out to fucking get attention from men because we're mad at y'all right now. So at the end of the day, it's more about just leveling up and being better because we want to make you feel a certain type of way. But we don't want to make you feel a certain type of way, if that makes sense.
It actually don't.
And, it does make
and,
sense
and
because it's like
your singleness.
It's like
you being single. Is
me being
really,
single. What
you being single is kicking in because you don't really have an answer. Tanya,
I do
you're
have
in a relationship.
An
you got your heart broken multiple times. You tell us, please. What the fuck? How do
you
cope? Because Danny doesn't know.
You make a
I
new wig.
I made my wigs. I did my therapy. For me, for the most part, I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what went wrong. Me personally, because I am one of those people who don't want to, I don't want to get self-absorbed and blame the other person like 100% for the breakup, because I'm pretty sure I had parts in that too. So I wanted to know what is it that I did wrong, and for a long time I had no closure. Knowing I had no closure, I didn't want to date nobody else until I had it. But I was still interacting. I was still, you know, going out. I was still dating. But I was making it clear, I don't want a relationship right now because my mind's fucked up. I don't know how I function as a girlfriend. I don't want to shortchange you as a girlfriend, so I'm not going to have it. So let me get my space, not literally, but let me get my space emotionally. So let me figure the fuck out what's going on with me. So when I figure that out, I'll be able to love you properly. I didn't want to jump on the, most people have the jump on another dick to get with another one. Mm-hmm. But if you jump with your old problems from your old relationship and see a new one, you can fuck up a new one. That's why a lot of motherfuckers have serial relationships, because you thinking it's the person fucking up, it could really be you.
Mm-hmm. You could really fucking be you. Serial daters.
Mm-hmm. Serial daters.
Mad MCMs.
Mad. Oh, you got six MCMs all year. You got like 12 niggas in your pussy like in a 12 month period. Because yeah. And then niggas ain't shit. Bitch, something's wrong. Clearly
something
wrong with you.
Something's wrong with
you. Something's you keep clearly changing your life. Wrong with you.
Stick to one car, motherfucker.
Yeah. See, I didn't want to date when I broke up.
Sure. So I did.
Really?
It's me and you.
Oh,
turn.
Okay. All right, you got time today. You got time today. All right, go ahead.
I tell you.
You got time today.
So, how do men cope? I mean, it's you know, when I was going through it, you know, back in the day, you know, and you know, it was just having a cope, boy, you know, this was the high school joint, you know. So it was really R&B, man. R&B really, yeah, for real. It started to make sense.
But
you know,
you're not
mean?
Emotional.
You start to like, damn, I understand what this motherfucker talking about. I never understood why R&B sells so much. But it's like, yo, these motherfuckers is talking about real life events like that only makes sense when your heart get broken. So like, listen to R&B and then just, you know, sometimes fucking a couple hundred thousand joints, you know what I mean?
I think
get out your
niggas
system.
Like, try to hit the scene fast. Like, oh, I'm single, I'm gonna get out there. Yeah. I think
women do the same
too.
Thing.
Go out to the club, niggas wanna be in the mix and shit.
Women
now.
Do the same thing.
But the thing about that, men are more careful about the way they cope. Women, because they feel so like lost and abused.
Shut the
and
fuck
like
up, because
out.
That is not the truth. Shut
just
up.
Just fucking whoever they can fuck. Like,
really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Y'all sling dick all the time. What are you talking about? You sling dick in a relationship and outside of a relationship.
No, that's not true.
Lord.
That's your story.
That's not my story at all.
So how do you know this?
I was saying,
because I'm around a bunch of men.
No, you around a whole bunch of boys. You're not around men.
Oh yeah.
Men ain't doing that.
I'm not name dropping.
I mean, I think we all cope differently based on ourselves when we break up.
But I guess the majority of men, like I say, go out, just try to be on the scene real quick. Like, be on the scene, want to be in the club, want to be in every chick face or something like that.
To want somebody sweat you to massage your ego a certain way, right?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Factually, it's all ego.
Maybe it's factually, you know, because
then you notice sister looking good on Instagram, like mm-hmm. her selfie angles improve, her skin nice and bright and glowing and
just
shit.
You can break up, don't mean she ain't
perky. No, she finally graduated from school. All of a sudden, the bitch graduated from school.
All of a sudden, now she want to go to the gym. Now she got an hour to spare. Yep. All of a sudden, yep. Now 4 days out the week, yep. You at Planet Fitness, acting all different. Somebody, I'm doing flies. Come on, shorty, stop that. Relax.
Relax. You know you fly.
Some y'all big in your system, man. Stop playing.
That's sad, man. But everybody do cope differently, though, like you said.
That's a fact.
Definitely.
Alright. Damn, man. I gotta get a new phone. Like, hook me up. Give me the iPhone X, man.
I got you, brother.
I just got a new phone. Thanks. I got the connection.
My shit is slow as but
I'm gonna bring you on top.
I have a 7 Plus. I got an 8 new time soon.
Alright. I thought of this question because I think Danny said something like this before. Like, would you rather be the dumpy or the dumper? And does it affect you differently?
It does.
Because she was saying that most men like to be get dumped before. Like,
yes,
she touched
did
on
say
it
that. I remember that.
Prior.
I remember that.
So I don't believe that. Like, I don't want to be dumped. That's like, nobody's necessarily saying they don't want you. What the fuck? You want to be? I'd rather be the dumper. I'd rather come forward like, listen, I don't want to be. Now I'm strong in my feelings. I don't want to deal with you no more. Now you're going to be hurt. Why not? Bitch, I don't like you no more.
It's over. But a lot of guys don't like to be they don't want to be the bad guy.
Why? Fuck
true.
Me the bad guy. You done. It don't matter.
That makes sense, but a lot of guys don't. I'm not saying every
guy. You
be
the bad guy if I cheat on you and then you hate me and now you break up with me. I'm still the bad guy. So I'd rather be honest with my feelings. Like, if I'm
okay, so, but sometimes.
Nico just said you right to be the dumb P.
Sometimes sometimes it's an ego thing. So it's like you might do something just so she can be like, you know what? I'm done with you. All right, then you done with me. Then like you broke up with me. Like guys do that because they don't want to hurt your feelings. They don't they don't feel at fault. They don't want to see the tears. They don't want to see you crying. They don't want to see none of that, regardless of what they do. No guy wants to hurt a girl's feelings.
I can see what she's saying.
How you don't want to hurt the wife's feelings, then you go out and do them dirty. But until you get tired,
because
of
you're not getting caught. When you get caught, it's like,
well, you say,
you know, a guy, even when he get caught,
you're trying. All right, but if you're trying, if what?
Even when you get when he get caught, most of y'all stick around. Most women stick around.
This is true. This is true for the most part.
Because
I can't lie about
aren't
that.
Really bringing too much to the table. Here we go. I can't afford to stand on your own too.
Let's not talk about this fucking picnic table right now.
You can't afford to stand on your own too. So you know what I mean. You gotta accept whatever's happening. You know what I mean. Let them cheat in peace.
How do you feel? Yeah. You rather be a dumpy or the dumper?
I'm definitely gonna be the dumper. You know what I mean? ain't nobody breaking up with me. You know what I mean?
Chasing greatness.
Yeah. Even if she break up with me, I'm like, let's get back together. Nah, I'm done with you. Yeah, bring that shit right back around. But I never got dumped. It's crazy. I mean, I haven't. I only been in two joints, but I never got dumped. It's something about me. This kind of like aura. I got like a Ric Flair aura. So it's like it's something about me. Like women just like go crazy, bro. It's like something about like the way I am. Like, you know what I mean? The way I carry myself, you know what I mean? The way I dip my eyes. They just, you know, it's just different. You understand? So I mean, lucky me, you know. Most of y'all got dumped and I know why.
Yeah. Tanya, go ahead.
I'd rather be the dumpy.
Cause I got a dumpy too.
I got a little bit of an ego, I'ma admit it. I'd rather be the person who is dumb so I could glow the fuck up on you and be like,
that's
So you rather be a dumpy too?
Yeah.
I'd rather be the dumpy. Dump me, my
I mean, I've been a dumper before, but it doesn't feel good.
Instead of getting that shit over, like, yo, this shit is done. And just dump it. You can still
but
glow up.
But it comes to that. Listen. On a serious
note.
Okay, listen. On a serious note, I don't give up easily. So for me, for the most part, I'm not gonna say I was solely the dumpy in my relationships, but it severed because I kept trying. After a while, he was like, let's not do it anymore. I'm like, okay. It wasn't like, bitch, you useless, and get out the fuck out of my life. But it came to the end where it's like, we can't see eye to eye no more. Let's go our separate ways. And it was initiated by him. I'm okay with that. So I prefer being dumpy of the strength of I try all the time. I don't believe in one thing going wrong and you just dump the whole shit. Like you a light bulb goes off in your house, you don't get a new house, you fix the fucking light bulb. So that's how I am in relationships. Right. But yeah, I'd rather you dump me so I can glow the fuck up, motherfucker.
Why
titties
you think you can't
glow
up
all
if
that.
You the dumper? You even iller.
Because he wants to grow. Listen, for me,
Tanya don't jump rope, and if you break up with her, maybe she'll buy a double dutch.
I don't think that that's a two for two just because you dumped somebody. I mean, it depends on how big your ego is. Because me is like, I allow people to like dig holes. You want to dig a hole, I'm not stopping you from doing nothing that you want to do. Point blank period. If you want to do that, I will watch you do it. And then you just got to deal with the repercussions on that. Like, you know what you're doing. We grown.
Dumb hurts the most.
Being dumb does hurt, but it feels good. Being dumb hurts in the beginning, but in the long run, it doesn't hurt when you have the mentality like, fuck that, I'm going to do me and I'm going to be a better person. Mm-hmm. So you win in the end. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Listen. Mm-hmm. Listen.
Parties, I can tell the girls that got dumped.
Listen.
Dance different.
Listen.
They drink a little
just
different.
Just listen. I'm all about winning wars. I don't care about losing the battle. So regardless, to me, getting dumped is losing the battle. Me glowing up is winning the war. That's all I'm saying. I'm all about winning wars, not battles.
I'm just looking at it just like the get back.
Because that's what matters.
What
who cares if you will get back if you have that mentality. If you don't, then you're not a strong person. You asked us our personal opinion. This is our personal opinion.
We just learned something.
What the fuck we learned,
Black? And this is some of the apparel that we have, right? Y'all wasn't being the best you during the relationship. Okay. You waiting to get dumped. You waiting to be single again before you level up. You supposed to be the best you when you had him. No. That's probably why you lost him.
He didn't appreciate it. Exactly.
Y'all both, based on what y'all both said, y'all waiting to get dumped for y'all to level up.
I didn't say waiting to get dumped. Y'all didn't ask where we waiting to get dumped. We said we don't care about being a dumpy.
You should have run all that shit. No, no, no. All of a sudden, you single.
No.
You can get it done.
But my thing is, no, nobody's waiting. Nobody's waiting to get dumped. If we get dumped, it is what it is. Nobody's saying it doesn't hurt. Nobody's saying that, you know what I mean, it doesn't affect you. But it's all about how you let it affect you. Are you going to learn a lesson, or are you just going to sit there and just feel guilty about something that you did, or something that he did, and feeling less of a person? What are you feeling less of a person for? Obviously, that person wasn't meant to be with you. So if he dumped you, that's on him. Or if she dumped you, that's on her.
Preach.
Fuck y'all. Why y'all looking at me like that? Fuck preach. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. That doesn't mean that you wasn't being the best you. They don't appreciate the best you.
Or you probably wasn't worthy of the person.
Or they probably wasn't worthy of you, because some people...
No, they dumped you. They weren't worthy.
No.
He said, you know what? Sit down, shorty. No. You ain't bringing enough to the table.
No.
This table too
big. But what about if they scared for the table that you're sitting at?
The table that you're sitting at is too small.
It might be too big, and they don't know how to deal with it.
Last Supper table, and you sitting at the corner. Shit, that got to be right by the window with one seat, because it can't get. It's gonna block the kitchen if you.
Listen,
I'm gonna say this. Sometimes being dumped is so fucking freeing. My last relationship, the person
that's not free.
Listen to me. When my last relationship ended, that motherfucker said to me, I don't think you can do this anymore. I felt like a fucking weight was lifted off of my shoulders, because remember, I'm a trier. And I was trying and trying and trying, but I didn't want to give up. But I was feeling it was coming to him. I was like, you know what? What if I hold on a little bit longer? When he said, let's be over, I was like, nigga, I'm out this bitch. And I never went back.
I have a big ego. So, but my thing is, I could be 100% honest. I was a dump. Like, I did get dumped. And when I felt it.
We can tell.
Shut up. I'm fine with that. I'm absolutely fine with that, because I'm okay. Being like, in the beginning, it wasn't. Shut the fuck up. In the beginning, it wasn't that easy. You know what I mean? It wasn't that easy. But after a while, it's just when you take a step back, when you allow yourself to take a step back and look at the situation from an outside perspective, you have a clearer perspective of what needs to be done and what the situation was. Some people can't handle you. You might not can't handle people. But either way, it's all about your mentality and if you want to be a better person or not. Not for that person. That person don't matter after a while. It's for you, though. You got to be a better person for you. So, yeah, I'm going to level up and I'm going to do whatever I need to do, because now I'm focused. I don't have to think about nobody now. Now you're not even a thought. I don't have to think about how you feel. I don't have to think about shit. Now I'm good.
All right, mm-hmm. for the dumpies.
Uh-huh.
Would you take your ex back if he came back after you leveled up? He's still doing good. You're doing great now. He come back like, yo, we should try this again.
Fuck no.
Why?
Because I don't go backwards.
No. Yes, you will. Because the motivation for your level up was him. Why would you not take him back?
He's the sole purpose of you becoming the best. He dumped you, so either way, whether I dumped him or he dumped me,
put it down and put something else on layaway. You can always go back and get that item.
That's a lie.
You can always go
back.
That's
100% lie.
Always go back.
That's
never
a lie.
Sell out.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Maybe a level up he was waiting for, though.
Well, you was waiting and you fucked up, because now you allowed other things to happen without you. So I don't need you anymore.
You learned to be self sufficient.
Exactly. I don't need you. You're not even You wasn't with me shooting in the gym. You're not a part of this process.
As an adult, everybody should be self sufficient.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's
listen,
a fact. Most people are not.
You don't need somebody to make your happiness.
I don't need nobody to make my happiness. You can contribute to my happiness. You don't make my happiness. I make my happiness. But at the end of the day, we broke up for a reason. Whatever that reason is, you don't change overnight. If I see you've progressed, all right, fine. But depending on how we broke up, no.
Yeah, depending on how you broke up.
No, you wasn't with me shooting in a gym. So why you want to be a part of this now? No, you broke up with me. If I am the dumpy, you broke up with me for a reason. Now you got to live with that. Live with that while I level up.
Motherfucker.
Maybe he wanted you to wear shoes and you were
sneakers
only. That's
fine. But I'm still going to be sneakers only. Okay.
I'm still sneakers only. My character doesn't change. It could be an ego thing. I'm fine with my ego.
Not ego.
Some people don't submit. Some people don't submit in relationships. You know how that goes.
Because if you really love the person. And
I can love you, but I don't have to be with you to love you. I don't have to love you from a distance.
So if he broke up with you, then you got your shit.
You
got to
live with that. But now you got to live with that because you broke up with me. You lost out because you couldn't take, you know why? Because you couldn't take the space and time out while we were in a relationship to deal with the situations that we had.
Maybe he needed to step away so you could get focused. So step away.
All right, and that's fine. You step away. No, because there's other things going on and you're going to be a distraction. Right now I have no distraction. So you stay over there.
If I come back, you still single.
That's fine. Hello. I could be single, but I got things going on. It ain't about another partner. It's about what I got going on. I'm busy. Mm. New number. Who this?
Tanya, what about you? Nigga can't come back?
I tried it. But the only reason I tried it
is because... He broke up with you and then
he broke up with me. We separated for about a year and some change. I was dating. He had a whole bitch. And then they broke up because she was paranoid about me, apparently. That's what I found. Allegedly, that's what he said. Allegedly. I took him back. Only reason I took him back is because I had absolutely no closure. Like, I had no fucking closure. It was bothering the fuck out of me that, you know, I didn't know what the fuck was wrong with me. I didn't know why he really broke up with me. And I was like, you know, let me try. Because I still had a lot of feelings for him. And we tried it. Then it was until we tried it again, I realized that I really moved on, but I didn't realize I moved on from him. It just wasn't working. I didn't have that connection, that vibe. I didn't even want to have sex with him. That's how bad it was. We laid in bed for like about a month and a half. Like, I didn't want him touching me. Like, it was just a point.
Because
like,
he dumped you?
I thought I had a lot of feelings for him, but until I started interacting with him again, it was like, yeah, I moved on mentally from him. And then when he said, this not working, I was like, yes, motherfucker, good.
He broke up with you twice?
Good, motherfucker. He broke up with me twice, buddy.
Damn. you like a two-headed quarter.
Yeah, I think he broke up with you twice, yo.
He broke up with me twice, but I'm pretty sure you see the pictures of me and my what's-his-face on Instagram right now, and he's mad and sad as fuck.
He don't care.
So yes, the fuck
he does. No, he don't. A nigga broke up with you once, he might care. Twice? Yeah, twice, he know he don't want your ass.
He's not worried about Nico at all.
Bad girl, do your thing. He say, one man trash, another person's treasure. He like, he happy for you and what you got going on.
Whatever you want to say.
He hoping they work out and shit.
That's a fact. He hoping to get married.
He cheering you on and shit.
You break up with a person twice. There's
but
no...
you only got the chance to break up twice because, like I said earlier, I'm a trier.
Yeah, so, but I'm just saying, ain't
I'm a trier
and fail.
Ain't no two-time mistake.
Yeah,
I'm happy it didn't work out. I'm gonna tell y'all this that.
Right? Yeah, you a dog. You already know what it is, boy. Yeah, man, power up. You're good. You know I'm an alpha and shit.
Yeah. Level up after.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact, man. You know what it is? It's like. One time when I'm being serious for one second. So when I first got into business,
what business are you in?
When I first got into entertainment and wanting to bring out people, wanting to attract people to one space for one purpose. When I first got into that business of trying to pull people, you know, together, a dude that was like, he was like the OG of like what I was trying to do. He said, listen. The day I need you, you'll no longer need me. Mm-hmm. You figure that out, and you're going to be all right.
Say it again?
He said, the day I need you, you'll no longer need me.
Facts.
If you figure that out, you'll be all right. Facts. And he left. He didn't say nothing else after that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good line.
So,
I used to know, but when I need you, I didn't really get it. I felt just like you.
But what he was saying is, even in relationships, I feel like this, and this is why I try to be the best me at all times in every way, shape, or form, is because you want someone to feel like, even breaking up with you, even the dumper, you want the dumper to feel like, damn, I can't let this black motherfucker is it. You know what I mean? I can't just let this motherfucker, this black success motherfucker, I'm not gonna get all these features in another compacted vehicle ever. You understand? I'm not going to get it. I may get front-wheel drive. I may get all-wheel drive, but it's not going to have the GPS. It's going to be something missing. You understand? So the day The day I need them, they would no longer need me, and that's where I stand. You understand? My name is Romance, y'all. I'm sipping the y'all fuck? Day.
People leave your life for a reason. That's how I look at it. Whatever y'all go through, some people are there just to teach you a lesson. Some people are there forever. Some people are not. Like, that's how I look at it. I don't know how to move backwards. It's all about forward movement with me. So I feel like if you are out of my life, you are out of my life for a reason. Really? Really?
It's for a reason but, or a season. That's what they say. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You a lesson or a blessing.
That's how you catch the end of the text.
Yeah. You a lesson or a blessing.
That's right. A lesson or a blessing.
You either a lesson or a blessing.
Everybody mostly a lesson, though, no matter what, man.
This is true. You people come something. In your life for a reason. To teach you something. Some people leave, some people stay forever. Whatever's meant for me, it be for me. I don't stress shit no more. That's the good thing. Big about fact. It Big everything fact. Is a learning experience. I'm smiling.
That's what's up.
Big
man.
Fact. Once you happy, man, like at the end of the day, make sure you make sure you're happy. A lot of people do stuff and they follow all the rules, they get all the degrees and get the job and whatever and still not fucking happy. Like, no matter what you do in your life, make sure you're happy.
Do what you love to do. This guy's crazy.
And that way you never work a day in your life. That way you never work
if
a day in your life.
If you're not happy, you're doing something wrong.
Big fact.
Seriously.
Big
because
fact.
Because you decide how to make your money. You decide what you got to do on a day-to-day basis. You decide how your day go for 24 hours.
Yep.
So if you're not happy, you're doing something the fuck
and
wrong.
Whether,
that's all
yep,
I got to tell you.
And whether you're the dumpy or the dumper, it doesn't matter. You should be living your life for you, not through somebody else. And yes, when you're attached to somebody, it's hard and everything. Yeah. But if you ain't happy with that person, then something's got to give.
Yeah, basically what she's saying is be more like me, Romance.
Romance. Yeah. All right, we're going to get to the next topic, man. I mean, you know, I think we're going to breeze through this shit real quick, though. We're going to talk about facial features and stuff. We're always talking about, like, body features and everything, like ass, titties. Like, I guess we'll mostly talk about facial features. So, why would people have certain features they consider ugly?
Whoa. Give me an example of what features you
big
talking
about. Thick lips, big broad lips.
Wow, we just together. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm no gonna be honest with you.
Shiny heads.
I had a rough big start. Lips. I had a rough start. Big you know, nose. some cars. You know, no. I had a rough start. You know what I mean? But
catching up.
Caterpillars do turn into butterflies. You understand? So
you're more like a bat.
That was good. But you know, I don't know. People are attracted to different things, and some people are attracted to ugly. Believe it or not. Mm-hmm. So because it make them feel good to be the cuter one. So I don't know. I mean, for me, when it comes to facial features, you have to be beautiful when you smile. I don't care about nothing else. When you smile, you got to be beautiful and your teeth got to be white. You know what I mean?
What if you got good dental insurance?
Then I'm very sorry. It's not going to work. I got to be happy looking at you.
But trust me, it's not even about good dental insurance. It's about hygiene.
You got to floss. You got to brush. You know what I mean? But you have to have a combination of the face and the smile for me. Everything else is like, you know, I take it as it comes.
I'm going to go to Tanya because y'all think it's the fucking Black and Danny show.
Yeah, hater.
Been talking all day and shit. Let's just put this Aquarius type shit over here.
Yeah, we a vibe. We a whole
why
fucking vibe.
Certain features they consider.
Let
them
get attention.
We all know why.
Get on.
We all fucking know why certain
tell
features.
Tell us.
You
tell
know,
the people.
We don't want to talk about it. We don't. We shouldn't talk about it. It's slowly phasing out. I will admit, but it's still there. We know what people see when they see thick lips. We know what people see when they see an extremely broad nose. We know what people see when they see certain eyes and eyebrows. You know, people take it back to certain features being
like a unibrow.
Not wanted. Shut the fuck
up. I love full lips, so good.
I love it too, but there's some people see certain things and take it back to a time we should forget, but it's still bringing stuff forward that's still relevant. You know, for a long time, things like thick lips and broad noses and dark skin weren't attractive. They weren't considered attractive. For unfortunate reasons, for me, a long time growing up, you know, a lot of features I had, I was like, this isn't preferred. You know, I don't have a fucking nose bridge. I ain't got no fucking eyebrows. I don't even have a fucking top lip. You know, and shut the fuck up. I know my face when I stare at it every day. I stare at it every day. But and a lot of people who have these features will tell you stories, especially growing up, being teased and taunted about these features. You know, why you think that is? Because it was subliminally taught us that they're just not what's attractive. Even if it is, even if you feel attracted to this, something in the back of your mind is like, why are your lips so thick? Why are your nose so fucking broad? Why you got no nose bridge? Why you think women contour their fucking faces for the illusion of a high cheekbone? I stopped contouring my face for that reason. It's meant to change my natural facial features and to look like something I am not. So that's one of the reasons I stopped contouring.
Do you think that like certain features are like only good basically like for a moment, like popularity?
That too. A lot of waves are being ridden recently. Like a lot of waves. People riding a lot of fucking waves. Whatever is popular, whatever is there. That's social media today. Whatever's a wave, we gonna ride the fuck out of it. Right. You know, natural hair is a wave a lot of people are riding on. You know, being a beautician is a wave people are riding on. Wearing wigs is a wave people are riding on. So yeah, a lot of these features go up and down, but where's a genuine appreciation for it? I love somebody who looks ethnic as fuck. Because we come from a time where looking like that wasn't something that was considered pretty. I was looking at this girl, Sleek Woods, Instagram. I don't know who she is, but she's the bald-headed model with the big fucking gap tooth that models to Fenty Beauty. A lot of people don't think a gap tooth's attractive. Why don't you think a gap tooth's attractive?
I had a big
gap. That's not good.
Why do you think? But I think she has such gorgeous features. I don't like features.
That little pink shit in the middle of their mouth. That shit disgusting.
That's fine that you have that preference, like, but there's some people who be like, oh my God, you got
and
a gap
she
tooth.
She spit right in between that. Yeah, she told yeah, that's crazy. She's like a fucking.
I had a gap.
There's
but
some people
big,
who
like
think having a gap tooth is just point blank ugly. You got a gap, you ugly. There's mm-hmm. no in between. You dark skin, you ugly. You certain light skin, you ugly. Your hair a certain length, you ugly. You know, your nose and guys are you ugly. Like, why are these things so directly
but
from
certain things do go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Like what?
But that have a lot to do. That have a lot to
like
do
that
too with
you.
The individual.
Yeah. But that's
not
too
wild.
It's nothing wrong
because,
with that. I actually think it's cute.
In order for society to tell you what's ugly, you have to first believe it.
Thank you.
That's true.
You have
that's
to
true.
First
absolutely.
Believe it. And the one thing that my parents did a great job on, they did not have me believing. Yo, it was like, I'm so cocky now because of that shit. Like, my mom told me, yo, you the man. The fuck you talking about? Like, my brothers
that's
and
true.
Sisters, oh, you the man. Like, yo, you the man. And you have to believe that that's who you are. We can't want to be treated like kings and queens if we're not carrying ourselves as such.
Or if
and
we're not
carry,
loving who we
and
are.
If you're
that
not
too.
You have to carry yourself as such. You have to respect yourself as such. And you got to walk away if someone is not treating you
that's
as
true.
Such.
Absolutely.
And
however,
when you do that, no, but when you do that, believe it or not, the respect will be there. And that's why I have avoided a lot of things, a lot of mm-hmm. conflicts, a lot of relationship, you know, battles or whatever, because I look at myself a certain way. I'm not going for nothing less. Mm-hmm. That's period. I could die alone. That's okay. But I'm only
oh,
going to be
could
treated.
Die alone, but he always talk about single people. Shut
nah,
the fuck
I'm
up.
Just saying. Currently, I'm not alone. I'm so,
but he
I'm so
romance, talk about
romance
single.
How would it look romance not having anybody? Hi, Sushi. So what I'm saying is that if the option was there, it would be nothing because I am so content with me. And listen, the way I treat me, you believe. You believe you guys buy into this Black Success brand because you believe the way I treat me. You know I
but,
eat them good sticks.
But
you know
Black,
I,
you know said you had the most and the best influence. Your parents told you you were the shit. I had an experience one time on my experiment one time on my face where I asked people, "What is it? Tell me some things your parents told you." Now that you're older, you realize it's just fucking absurd. I had a couple people say, my mother told me never to bring home a girl with short hair, with mm-hmm. short, kinky hair. A lot of motherfuckers hear that shit from a
but
child.
You better not bring nobody home ugly.
Or a certain skin tone,
no,
unfortunately. And now you grow up thinking, in the back of your head, oh, I want a certain looking woman. And it started from home because your parents started telling you certain things. You were lucky you had a good partner. My father
mom,
did the same shit with
me. My parents, my family, they never told me nothing. They never told me nothing about no damn race. They never told me what's good, what's bad. They let me just do my own thing.
And I'm rebellious, so it don't matter what they said to me.
I went to a 90% white high school, 90% white college. I was the man at both them shits. You know what I mean?
Elementary school, junior high school.
I was fucking Russian, Italian. I'm in an Italian fraternity. I turned it black, though. swear to God, as anyone that was the same Francis from 06 to 09, it was litty. Alpha Phi Delta was litty because of me. And, you know, I appreciate it. So it's like some people have tunnel vision because that's all they heard. That's all they know. You have to widen your...
Think outside the rebellion. You need a little bit of rebellion in yourself.
You know what I mean? Quick. Be more like Black Success.
Yeah. In the opposite sex, what do you look for? Facial features. When you talk about body, facial features. What do you look for?
I like a naked face because I want to see all your facial features. Nah, I want to like see a rapist. Nose. I'm talking
naked
about,
face, like, no
first
beard.
Of all, that beard
that's
is a fucking,
rapist
that
face.
That beard is a filter.
This is a fucking shadow.
Motherfucker, baby. Listen to me. I listen. Oh, I'm a goatee girl. I love a little, give me that, you know, ghost from Power Goatee. I can see all your, you see your nose and your eyes and your cheekbones and your smile and your teeth. Give me all that shit.
Ghost is cheating with Angela, just to let you know. What's up?
What this mean?
Nico,
I like, shut up. I like seeing your whole face. I like seeing everything. They got some girls who like a beard, but a beard hides a lot of shit
beard
as well.
Yo, beards is makeup.
Beards filters, motherfucker. Beards filters. I'm a goatee girl.
With beards.
You be I'm
like,
a goatee girl.
Too,
you ain't look like that before. Now you got a beard. You looking like a snack.
Facts.
And that's okay, because black
from?
Is the entree.
But the eyes. Then you put the eyes under
niggas
the comments.
Niggas got mad wild growth and shit, putting in a damn thing and drinking here affinity vitamins.
Why you keep touching your beard?
No, this is a
he keep like, yeah. Like, why you keep touching your beard?
It's your man that can do both, baby. Play on both sides. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about that both sides.
I hear what you said.
I ain't talking about beard, no beard. You know what I'm saying? But what you look for? Opposite sex.
Since you're single, you can advertise, man.
Yo, leave him alone, son.
He don't bother me. That's
whatever,
the thing.
You know,
he don't bother me.
Say a lot of niggas about to go do. Right. I don't like no mustache. Nigga show
I
up
like
right
niggas. They just come up in Danny shit.
Nah, that facial hair stuff doesn't bother me as long as it's groomed. I like.
What do you look for?
Like eyes,
quick,
lips. What you like?
Smile.
Yeah, like a smile.
I like lips. It depends.
Oh boy. Yo, Lodge just showed us some teeth, guys, just so you know.
Smile, lips. It's really, you could get me with a smile.
I could smile and have a gap and still be attractive.
If your teeth are nice.
If I got the Michael Strahan, like just open shit, like with the little pink shit.
But he got $1 million, so his gap is a little bit more attractive.
I mean, it depends. If you got a nice smile, you got a nice smile. It don't matter if you have a gap or not. Some people with gaps have
nice
smiles.
That's the fact. I got a
some people with nice
gap.
Teeth don't have nice smiles. So
that's too.
A fact.
Yes, it's
that's
true.
A fact.
Black, what about you? What's the first thing you look for? Facial features.
Not look for, notice. I say notice.
The first thing I notice is whether or not I'll be happy wake up next to the person.
Your face.
You know, it's about face. You know,
you
I always wake up first. You know, and I gotta look at
some
shit. And I be looking like, yeah, motherfucker. Catch yourself a little Japanese thing. Get your green card. Get your green car. You know what I mean? It'd be a little different. Yeah, I gotta be happy to wake up next to you. Cause the way she wake up.
Feature. Give me a facial feature. Give me a feature, bro.
Just a smile, man. Just
everybody
a smile.
Everybody with a smile shit?
Yeah, a smile is it. Because
I want all your face. I want your whole face.
In particular. You know what I mean? Something in particular with facial feature, you'll be describing a certain ethnicity, and that's crazy. You know
that's true.
So,
not true.
You know,
to some extent, I hear. See, we
to
saying.
To some extent, yeah,
I see
mean,
you saying.
Let me say
my
that.
Father's
so
black. He don't have
me,
lips. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
Like his lips are mad little.
I'm gonna say. He has white man lips.
He's married though.
I mean,
four kids.
It happens. Big eyes. He was using his dick instead of his lips. It makes sense. But me, I'm good with teeth and whether or not her face look great to wake up to. That's a very important thing. I think with the whole makeup thing, you never know who you have, and then she go to sleep with a do-rag on and wake up looking like you, and you like, hold up, like it look like two of us here.
You
y'all
taking shots
because
I got a do-rag?
Now, I'm just saying, like, some girls look crazy when they wake up, and that might scare a dude, or that may want him not to come home at night because he don't like the way you look when you wake up. I got to still want to kiss you in the morning.
That's
I like eyes.
If that
you an eyes person?
I like eyes. Like the eye shape.
Color or just eyes?
Both. I like, of course, the color because it'll attract you, but the eye shape and all that, especially
like
women
eyes,
look different
like
when
scanty
they
eyes.
Women look different when they tie it. I like looking at a girl when they got their tired face on, because like you said, that's the type of difference that you gonna see that face. So if you ugly when you getting tired, I don't wanna be around.
Or if she ugly when she cry.
Yo,
yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. I had to test Sushi out. But she had a cute cry.
You made her cry on purpose?
Hey, she did the... I said, this is like cartoons.
Are
out this
so mean?
Like,
you're so mean. No. I'm ugly on the wake up. I'm ugly with the wig off, and this nigga still around. So I don't know.
I mean, I guess. He must be desperate. Nigga, where you live, motherfucker? He must be desperate. He like, yo, I'm not going back to the shelter one way or another.
Wow.
Me do the car wash and deal with this one.
Yo, leave him alone.
All right, we at the end of the show. Not even at the end of the show. I'm bugging the fuck out, bro. The call-up question. What's the call-up question?
What is the call-up question?
That's a good thing, man. I'm just slipping today. Yeah.
I'm not bringing you, making you know more about honey water juice.
I'm tired today. I don't know. I'm just fucked up today. I don't know what's going on.
Shout out to the sponsor, Yave Tequila, there in the building right now. We fucked with y'all.
Suave on that Yave. Y'all already know. This is the call-up question. I don't got the number. Black, you got the number?
Tanya got it on speed dial.
Somebody got the number.
516-900-2278. Focus.
There you go.
I love Tanya. She's a real life detective. Tanya, drop the number in the comments. Yo, this is the call up question. All right, real quick. Could you date a person with a handicap? Wheelchair, dwarfism, a deformity, Down syndrome, whatever.
Wow.
Official handicap. Could you?
Shit. Wait. Did they have it before me or after me?
Dwarfs be having fat they asses.
Yo, you a whole son. Like, you just a different level.
And a pretty ass, she got a big head and a fat ass. That shit is crazy.
A big head and a fat ass.
Dwarfs? Like, all dwarfs got fat asses.
This is true. That's why I wouldn't date a dwarf, because you can't have a fat ass.
I'm putting her right on my lap. White dwarves, Indian dwarves, black dwarves.
Lie, that's fucking them. We're talking about seriously dating them. Will you seriously date one? Like, take one out.
I can't seriously date nobody, man. I'm fucked up in that.
You. What happened to your spiritual journey, motherfucker? Facts. Like,
I gotta go back and see the Buddha. I gotta go back. But that, put the number in the comments, yo.
She did.
I gotta go back and see the Buddha because I'm losing it now. So. But could you date a person with a handicap? That is the call up question. Please call up. Tanya, give them the number again.
516-900-2278.
So, talk on it. Tanya, Danny? What's up with you?
What? I already said I'm not.
Man, we ain't been talking over here.
That's y'all fault. Because we got a lot to say. What the?
Right. Like, we never. He always hate him. What's your problem?
Because we talking about breakups.
So
and you listen. Good at
the only, like, I think the only handicap I wouldn't date.
Could you date a nigga in a wheelchair?
I could, but if he's paraplegic, I probably wouldn't because I won't be able to.
Never trust a nigga in a wheelchair with dirty sneakers.
Facts. Big fucking facts.
Lie is wild.
I can't date anybody who just has dirty sneakers. Fuck
no,
it.
No, bro, if you're in a wheelchair, you don't use your feet. All right. No time.
Why are your sneakers dirty, bro?
I mean,
I don't trust no nigga like that.
I mean, I've been attracted to somebody and
they won't come.
You a fucking dickhead, son. I can't stand you.
You can't act like they ain't got benefits. They're gonna give them, and that's tax free money.
My nigga.
Lies definitely no longer person. In charge of topics moving forward. I tell you that right now. This is crazy.
I mean, I could honestly date somebody who has a disability. I could honestly, no bullshit. I could date somebody who has a disability. What I won't date is somebody. I wanted a paraplegic because if he's paralyzed from a certain part of his body, he won't be able to get it up. And since I have a certain sex drive, I'm gonna want to sit in this shit all the time. If you can get it up, you got a wheelchair, it's gonna be lit. We're gonna
I think
be
you
spinning
still can
that
get
shit,
it up in a wheelchair.
Get it, huh?
I think you still can get it up.
Depends
in a
on how you. It depends on the type of disability yeah. you have. If you have the one where you can't get it up,
niggas get head in a wheelchair. I'm just saying.
If it's the one you can't get it up, I probably won't. I need to at least get me some. That's what I'm saying. I'm crazy. I'm.
Me personally, it depends. If he. I don't know if I could just, like, date somebody who already had a disability. You know what I mean? Who's in a wheelchair or... I definitely can't date a midget. I can't. I'm too tall. Like, it just feels crazy.
Tall.
I'm tall for a girl. But if... I'm 5'7" and a half.
But what if he's like a real man?
He could be a real man.
You can't help your dwarfism.
You can't, but I wouldn't be attracted to you at first glance.
Initially,
so you're attracted to the height?
I'm not really attracted to height, but I've dated guys who are, like, 1 inch taller than me, but I would like for you to be taller than me. You know what I mean? It's no preference.
That's a standard.
That's not a standard at all. I said I've dated guys who's like an inch taller than me.
I don't want to be taller than you. One thing is a standard is you can't wear the same. You can't be in the same size bracket as me. You can't wear grade school sneakers. You have to be in the men's size. Why you can't wear size 6 because number one, I'm a sneakerhead. Number two, your feet. You got one bubble on your Air Max and you a grown man. Like
that's
no,
how you judging him?
I can't have
he could be a good man.
He could
caring
be a
for
good
you,
man.
Loving you.
He could be a good
because
man
because he got one bubble on his Air Max. He
call
can't.
It what
he
you
can't
want.
Deal with
call
Miss
it what
George's
you, yes.
sneakers
Brown
on.
Brown holding water. Who's this?
Yo, this your girl AI.
Hey, hi AI. Wait, what's up, baby?
AI, what up?
Yo,
what's
can up, baby? You take somebody? Can you date somebody with a handicap?
Son, do you see what's on the market right now? Hell yes. Yes, I can.
I can see.
And I will be very happy. Yes.
What kind of handicap? A wheelchair, the chicken wing arm.
Yo, you could date a guy with a chicken wing arm.
You could date a midget? I mean a dwarf?
Hell what? Yes.
You know what's crazy? Those are ones that are so fatty, in tune with themselves and know how to make you happy. They really try to
He could stand right on his booty.
Yeah,
come
crazy,
in. Come
man.
Come
this
stand right here on his booty, baby. I got you.
Lit, my son, lit.
What if you look with a limp?
Look, half my exes are fucking retarded anyway.
Mental retardation is a handicap, too.
Big fact.
So what? Now you can't be handicapped and retarded. That's just, you got to be either one or the other.
You can't have a combo.
Half my exes is retarded. I mean, real life retarded.
Well, at least you're gonna get some great parking with this guy.
Facts. At least you could pay. Exactly. You could pay fucking kitty prices.
Correct. Look, I'm telling you, if you can handle our family jokes, baby, we good.
Because
I know a lot and leak is gonna cut that ass.
You know you gonna roast that little nigga.
You gonna get that ass cut. So if you can handle that, I'm good. We good, baby.
Hi, AI. Thanks for calling, baby.
Thank you, AI.
Yo, man, do y'all thing. Love y'all. I love all y'all.
Love you, too.
Who you love the most, bitch?
Romance, baby.
You know,
excuse me, that's
you.
My bestie.
I'm waiting for you at the door, Salah.
Hello. You sexy ass nigga. I'm going to sit on that booty first.
Right. I can't stand y'all. So what the fuck?
A weird ass relationship.
Y'all got a different level of fucking like family, son. I don't understand that shit.
I would never talk to my
shit.
Sister like that.
You don't love your sister the way I love her.
I love
clearly,
her a long time.
Clearly, he don't love his sister the way
I love
your
sister.
I love
my sister a long time, right? Black, can you date somebody with a handicap?
Only if they got it during the dating process.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
I gotta love you first.
So you couldn't meet a woman in a... There's a lot of beautiful women in a wheelchair.
Like, yeah, that's what's up. Boris, we got another call?
First of all, you get a chick in a wheelchair, her legs go everywhere. Ain't no complaining of hurting. Like, oh, I'm hurt. No,
this your boy is like, the number one.
Hey!
That's
crazy.
Hi, Ramon. Happy New Year.
What's good?
Hey. Don't hate him.
So yo, listen. The question is, could you date someone with a handicap?
Let me tell you something. If Tanya had a chicken wing arm, she had one leg longer than the other. She was blind in her left eye, couldn't see her right, and she talked with a lisp. Absolutely.
That's love.
Now listen.
That's love.
Now listen. This is the follow up question.
But anybody else?
This
no,
is,
I
this
can't
is
do
the
it.
Follow up question. I want you to know. Sometimes the camera make you look cuter. Tanya ain't as bad as you think. Like, the bad girl is like sarcasm. Bad girl is like, I don't look that bad. You know what I mean? Sarcasm. You know what I mean? We want you to know what's
you
going on here.
Like
she
that,
need to come
Tanya?
In on Fat Man Hour 2, bro.
And you got to think, Nico is still regular, so both arms were.
Wow.
He got to fight you.
What's that mean?
Where your comeback, Tanya? Don't let him talk about you or your man like that. Where your comeback?
First of all, he a midget with no hairline. I don't give a fuck. Everything he said is irrelevant.
That's a fact. How you got two disabilities,
my nigga? How you got two disabilities?
Nigga, say you got two disabilities.
You got two strikes, and you telling me they can't come with one.
He be swinging from his regular seat.
Nigga, Black drinking his brand holy water like this with two hands.
One thing I know about women, as long as you got money, everything is A-okay.
That's not true. It's not true.
And Black got low money. Black money
ching,
all.
Ching.
This feet be dangling in that fucking Jeep and shit.
Ladies, listen, if you need your bills paid, don't call me.
I was going to say.
Because Sushi ain't playing that shit.
Yo, Rodman, thanks for calling, bro.
Rodman, good looking down. You already know what it is.
Love you, bro. All right.
Yo.
That's funny though. Now, Black, what's how you couldn't date somebody in the Henny?
Only if she got it during the process of us dating.
You,
because I have to care already. See, right now, I'm so in love. No matter what my wife do, is like, I'm in love already. It don't matter.
I got a question to throw out. Somebody asked me this. Y'all know, remember the ALS challenge? Yeah. What they were doing? Y'all know how the disease ALS works.
Yeah, that's why.
It shuts
your...
You said what?
It's not salmonella, nigga. Shut up.
That's a fact. It's a white person's disease, and all these black motherfuckers are putting ice in their head.
That's because they care.
Brown holy water, who does?
No, because it's trendy.
This Nico, fool. Break yourself.
Let's go, Nico.
Nico. Hank, yo, boys, hang up.
What's up, son?
Nico, you can't even answer this question. You already dating somebody with a handicap.
Yo, she's all right. She's all right. But listen, I got a story. Listen.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, back in the day, you know, when Facebook had just started.
Way back.
Right? I used to message this girl. You know, we used to chat, you know, here and there, you know? And we decided to meet up. So I met up with her, whatever the case. She looked good. Normal, everything is normal. And we, you know, we sat at the table. And as soon as we tried to get a conversation going, she started stuttering.
No, I knew he was going to say this.
Like,
it was
her
bad.
Stutteration was ridiculous.
Stutteration? That's a word? Leave him alone.
Yeah, leave me alone. But
crazy, that was, crazy.
It was crazy, bro. I couldn't take it no more, man. It's like, I used to have to help her get words out, and then it's like...
Wow. You ever seen Harlem Nights?
Hey, yo.
You just had to guess. You just had to guess what the fuck she was trying to say.
I never dated
like, she was closing her eyes. Like,
I messed with a girl that started two arguments to take forever.
It was crazy.
Arguments forever. You
but listen, stutter girls give the best head, though.
That's a fact, because they tongue is just using it.
Because the reflexes. The reflexes, they like... It vibrates.
I didn't know that,
stutter. It's not a handicap though. That just
you can get a check for that. You get
a check for that. You go to therapy for that.
You can't speak, motherfucker. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You can't speak.
And you gotta go to therapy.
Wow.
That's like the bus driver saying, "What's your stop?" I used to stutter back in the day. I used to stutter, and then you know, my mom was like, "Yo, take your time." She's like. She just kept saying that. Take your time.
My baby has a lisp.
Take your time. A lisp is good. He got to fix that, though. He's going to get teased.
And then
he
sexy.
I think lisp is sexy. He's mad cute.
He got to take
bombs
right
now. Yo, Nico, get the fuck off the phone, man. I'll look at Tanya titties.
Hung up already.
All right. Wow.
So, yo. He gotta fix that, or else take a box.
He's cute.
No.
He could fight already.
No.
It's all right. He could fight already. He's cute when he can fight.
A man with a lisp is not ill. A man with a lisp is like semi-gay. You already said him.
No.
I'm dead at.
No.
Hey, how you feeling?
No.
You're not talking to no man like, girl, what's up? Come on, ass.
Why
you
don't come on my kid. I'll make a fuck
with that. That nigga gonna list me. Like,
is that how it's listed?
Yes, what's
no,
up?
No, it's not that bad. Like, he's like, yes.
Yeah? Yeah. 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 Oh, man, that's crazy.
You gotta get him. You gotta
he put TH on everything? He put TH on everything?
Yes.
That's crazy, dude.
He's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, he's cute for a baby, but don't set him up for life.
He fuck kids up.
Don't set him up for life. He can't holler at no girl like, yo, thotty, what's up?
He might grow up.
Yo, thotty, what's up? Come here, let me holler at you for a minute.
You know what's crazy? I shouldn't be laughing because I don't have kids yet. I can't laugh.
Facts, because your kids will have a lisp, be bald headed.
Midget.
My kid sings. My kid does it all. It's
you
okay.
And Nico both Dawson. They'll come out albino and shit.
What?
Yo, Nico said you can't let them talk over your food.
Oh, they stutter.
Mad THs and shit.
Y'all should be laughing, y'all evil motherfuckers.
I got kids. I ain't having no more. My kid's good.
My kid don't stutter.
God bless them.
Yo, this dude is crazy.
Y'all are some retarded motherfuckers. So back at the ALS thing, right? So
oh, yeah, go to the ALS story.
Let's say you and your partner, your partner comes down with ALS, and you know after a while, they can hear you and see you, but they can't communicate with you at all.
Mm-hmm.
Would you date somebody else in that process? They can't do nothing, but literally in a bed. You can't talk to them. They can't talk to you.
How much money they getting?
You fucking...
If you can't hear me talk to me, what can you do?
Nothing. So I'm saying... Question. If you start seeing somebody else during that process, is it is it wrong to cheat in that situation? Because you can't do nothing. You literally can't do nothing with
them. They can't bring the complaint out, so fuck it.
Other than you going to the hospital and seeing them every day, you can't even talk to them. You just literally going to watch them in a bed.
I think my who, if I deal with somebody like that, like, we probably would have had a conversation before that, but I would have to date somebody else. I would still take care of them. I would still love them because I do genuinely love them. But as far as being with them on a, like, a partner level, I couldn't do it. I definitely
even if
couldn't.
It's your husband.
So you would
if
need
it's
two
my
dudes.
Husband, he gonna yeah. Even if, it, well, if it's my husband, if it's my husband, I have to you because better. I took vows. Mm-hmm. So if it's my husband,
y'all don't
yes,
respect
I,
vows.
I respect vows.
You ain't taking no vows.
You never got married. You never got a ring
I respect
before.
The relationship.
You never got a ring.
You don't know what the
fuck
I got, motherfucker. You don't know what I got.
Show me on your Facebook.
You don't know what I got.
Pull it up on your Facebook.
You don't know what I got.
Pull it up on your Facebook.
Oh, both of y'all coming for me?
You ain't never get a ring.
Both of y'all coming for me?
You was regular degular.
You ain't never take a vow.
They would treat you like regular degular.
You ain't never come close.
I ain't never been treated like a regular degular.
They been treating you like regular degular.
I ain't never been treated like a regular degular.
Write the word.
You don't
write
the word.
Oh, yeah?
Never to the club.
First of all, let's be clear. BMCC, you was not Search fucking with me. Let's be clear.
Danny, I didn't want you.
I didn't want you either.
I didn't
really?
Want you.
See, really?
No, I didn't want you.
Really?
I didn't want nothing from Redden.
Really?
Believe it.
Do you see Lyle going in on my BHW juice?
Lyle.
Lyle wants a third glass of that BHW juice.
That's
just
a
so you
That's
know. Just
brown
so you
holy water.
Know.
We got our own mix. It's brown holy water drink mixed with the Yave tequila. We ain't going to tell y'all what's in it, but it's coming. It's coming real,
it's
real
coming
soon.
It's coming soon.
Real
brown holy water straight.
Sell that shit in the summer, motherfucker. BHW juice. Get your shit.
Yeah, I already
know. I was saying earlier, I don't know. Like, a pretty girl in a wheelchair is not a turnoff to me. Like you said, you could put her in any position. She just jacket.
So you worried about the sex and not actually the relationship.
But I said that too.
Girl. You said a pretty girl, but that's still superficial.
I make sure anywhere we go is ramps.
Yo, what the
I'm
fuck?
Not
I should not be
you.
Laughing. I don't
like
have
you
kids.
Are. I hate you.
Like you said, lit parking. We ain't gotta never go nowhere. Nowhere.
Park right in the handicap.
Park right to the front, girl. Pull up, nigga. Pull up, literally.
Right
pull
in
up.
The handicap spot.
Yo, you a dickhead, son.
Like,
you a different.
It's perks. It's perks to it. But I understand. That's I mean, right. If you. It depends, because I've seen niggas in wheelchairs who got swag, who know how to talk to girls, who still get bitches. Like,
why can't
I've
they
seen
not
it.
Talk to,
I'm saying
regular.
I've seen it, but depending on what the situation is, it's all about what the situation is. As far as a handicap, right off the back, that if you have a handicap, that means I have to take care of your handicap.
I was
going to
say that.
That means
really?
I have to take care of your handicap,
oh,
and this is before me getting to know you. This is before
wait,
knowing who you are. Everything
wait.
I automatically, as a partner, have to take
Hold
care
on.
Of your handicap.
What if they are self-sufficient
That's
without you?
They could
you
be self-sufficient.
Them.
They could
Listen,
be self-sufficient, but
you meet them, they got their own. Yeah, I shush the shit out of you. Look, you meet them, they got their own crib. It's already like I don't keep thinking about wheelchair, but like, what if they just like no matter what type of handicap they have, they're already self-sufficient. They're already doing their own thing. You know what I'm saying? Like. They know they have their handicap. They handle themselves. They're living on their own.
It depends.
The only thing I will consider...
You just would be the extra help.
The only thing I would honestly consider is just having children and passing on certain traits.
Like dwarfism?
Certain genetic disorders. I mean, I say disorder because that's a bad word to use when you talk about a handicapped person. Mm-hmm. But I'm concerned about their... well-being and their quality of life. Because ultimately, we all want our kids to have a certain quality of life. You know... Getting pregnant is one thing, but when you 8-9 months in, the only thing you want at the end of it is a healthy fucking baby. That's all you want, a healthy baby. I got a friend, his daughter was diagnosed legally blind at 6 months, and he was so devastated. And that's something I was like, you know what? It's something that normally slips our minds when we start thinking about childbearing. So that's the only thing I would honestly think about, truthfully, dating somebody who already has a disability, because that's in their genes, and God knows what's latent in my genes. And when our fucking shit come together, what could unlock? And my only thing is for my kids, I don't want my kids to have that extra thing to fucking do in life. Nobody should want that.
That's tough, man.
So that's the only thing I would think about. I mean, yeah, two
that's
seemingly
true.
Healthy people could also have a kid who expresses a certain gene and they come out sick. But you won't want to walk into that knowingly as well.
It
you
could
know?
Pass on.
Mm-hmm. You could, but with love, you just do anything, though, man.
But you got to get to the point of love. You're not loving somebody right off the back. You have to get to the point of loving somebody. If I love somebody
of course, I'll do anything for that person. Regardless, if you get a disability while we're in a situation, yes, I'll take care of you. Yes, I'll hold you down because I love you. Mm-hmm. But, like, right off the bat, that's it depends on what the disability is. And, yes, you are extra help. Yes, they could be self-sufficient. But as a partner, you're supposed to help. So I'm obligated to help you.
What would you? So what wouldn't you do? Which disability wouldn't you do? Because I said I'll do dwarfism.
Cystic fibrosis.
I'll do wheelchair. So what disability? I wouldn't do Down syndrome. That's something. That's
I wouldn't,
like,
do Down syndrome.
One of my nephews said
Down syndrome. You couldn't really be down for me.
And so. Autism. I got autism in my family. I got Down syndrome in my family.
Autism. It depends. Like, to me, autism is close to ADD in my mm-hmm. opinion. That's not really, like, that's I have not ADD. Too bad. Yeah, that's not too bad. You know what I mean? It's just more of your brain just operates differently.
For me, it's like anything, like, that's gonna be, like, super internal, like cystic fibrosis, like
what's that?
It's when your lungs build up a lot of mucus and you can't breathe, and you can't even breathe around somebody else who has cystic fibrosis. Unfortunately, I carried a gene, so, like, I'm just paranoid about that disease,
or like sickle cell. Somebody got sick. Sickle I could deal cell with well. Somebody with sickle cell, even though they go back and forth in the, like, to the hospital. But I mean, that's like genetics and, mm-hmm. and shit like that. That's different. Like, if you're mentally retarded, no. You know what I mean? Like, if you just a little late.
Most niggas is mentally retarded. We just didn't get diagnosed.
Facts. Unfortunate facts, facts, though. Unfortunate facts.
Nah, I'm not
facts.
Gonna let you beat up, man, because you love to fucking beat up, man.
I do not love to beat up.
Yes, man. You do.
No, I don't. Okay. Y'all just, you know, I just stand up for women. That's all. I don't beat up men, but if you come for us, I'm gonna come for you.
No,
big facts.
That's just how that works. Earlier, you went straight to men. I asked you how do men and women cope. Men fuck bitches. I'm like, yo, talk to fucking women. Like, damn, bro.
I think, just to bring it full circle, we got to think that, you know, that's a hard question for anyone to deal with, especially if they never dealt with someone with a disability or they never seen someone with a disability mm-hmm. on Facts. A day-to-day basis. Because, you don't really know what you're walking into, and mm-hmm. I don't want anyone to take offense to what's being asked and how people are responding, because, you know, everyone is, you know, I don't know everyone else experiences, mm-hmm. you know, or what your upbringing was, but I got a cousin that I grew up with very good. He got Down syndrome. I got a little sister that
my
was,
little cousin has Down syndrome
that was,
too.
You know, whatever. But it is, you know, it's a touchy thing. Mm-hmm. You understand, and it, mm-hmm. and Agreed. it's as if you have a kid but don't have a kid. So mm-hmm. depending on what disability it is, so it is very. It's a very scary thing. And, you know, you could get it as an adult, too. You could get shot in the wrong place. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
big fact.
It could fuck you up. Yep.
It could put you in that. So, and that's, you know, it's definitely a touchy thing. I would just say that, you know, we as a group, we as Brown Holy Water Podcast, you know, we try to make everything as humorous as possible, although everything is not humor. You know, it just come off that way, because at the end of the day, you know, we're talking about illusions of what mm-hmm. ifs, you know, mm-hmm. and not the reality of what is. And I just want everyone to be able to differentiate between the two, in case you have someone at home that's probably dealing with any of these illnesses and so on and so forth, you know.
It just got real serious.
Yeah, I mean, that's a serious topic.
But it was
topic.
More of like
people dealing with that.
People are dealing with that. Everybody in their families deal with things like that. It's different when you have people in your family, as opposed to, we were asked, would you date? It don't have anything to do with the personal situations that you're going through in your life. We all have personal situations that we are going through in our lives. We all have, like, I don't care. Everybody has family members or even children. Like, if my children had a disability, like, of course I'm going to love my kids. Of course I'm going to teach my kids to be strong. Of course I'm going to, you know, enforce certain things and instill certain things within them, regardless of what the disability is or not. You know what I mean? So if anybody is offended,
we do apologize. You know what I mean? We do. We do apologize because this, you know, everything is humorous. We're not sitting here trying to attack anybody, trying to attack anybody with disabilities or anything like that. We love everybody.
I'll fix it. I'll fuck everybody with disability.
That annoying.
Nah, it's just a serious topic and people got sensitivities. And even me, you know, I wasn't really participating because I have my own, you know, thing going on within my own family with certain people or whatever. So, you know, it's not that, you know, I don't want y'all to feel like y'all the only ones dealing with it. We all got it going on.
All of us.
Give an inch or two, you could be a dwarf. Your head mad big, bro. You like 5'2".
That's
like...
true. I'm not denying that I am or ain't. You know what I mean? It's just up to you to find out.
We at the end of our show, man. Throw your shout outs out, y'all. Let's go.
Me?
Yeah, start telling you.
I always want to shout out everybody who's been supportive of the entire Brown Holy Water podcast. Big shout out to our sponsors, Yavi Tequilas. They're here with us in the studios. I made my little special Brown Holy Water juice. They like it. La likes it a lot. I had like 3 cups and shit.
I only had 1 cup.
Motherfucker, you had 3.
I'm a liar.
Okay. But support that Yavi Tequilas at Yavi Tequilas on Instagram.com. You kick up some stuff. We got some things in store for you guys. Black businesses, I'm still shouting you guys out. If you have a black business, a good one, reach out to me, inbox me, and I'll shout you out on the show. I believe in the black dollar, and I support the black dollar, so I want to promote the black dollar, especially in the light of what's going on in corporate America, man. Just let me know who has a good black business. You know, shout out to my cookie, love of my life. You know, he has something coming up in the next week and a half. He's going to officially do some good stuff for you guys. Look out for that. And badgirltanya@gmail.com. Send me those invoices. Let me know those inquiries. You know, get your wigs. Tax season coming. I'm waiting for y'all tax season money. I'm patient. I know y'all probably getting y'all W-2s this week and shit. So let me know. Once again, to my team, I was in the bar last night again. 2 people I don't even know walk up to me. Like, you the girl from Brown Holy Water? Y'all shit mad hilarious. I love y'all. So once again, that wouldn't happen if the team was moving. It's supposed to. Shut the fuck up.
Blessings to you.
That wouldn't happen. The team was new and they were supposed to as a team. So big shout out to you guys. I tip my hats to you. Let's keep this going. We get bigger, we get better.
Daniel.
I'ma slap both of y'all. I'm just saying.
Danny.
Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Shout out to my homegirls, Adele, I love you. Kiara, I love you. Shout out to my sisters.
I love Adele too.
shout out to everybody who called in. Shout out to my team. Shout out to Yave. This liquor is amazing. I'm just letting y'all know, like, this liquor is super amazing. I'm not even a big drinker, but this shit is smooth. That's all I'm saying. And just taste the jalapeno one when you taste it. And that's about it. You can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. You'll see me in the comments later on. And that's about it.
Yeah, I ain't got no shout outs today, man. Stay blessed. Good luck.
What?
It's Hanson15 Instagram, La Brown Facebook, you know, aka Enrique Suave on that Yave. You already know. Like you said, get that jalapeno.
Rico, motherfucker. 3 fucking brown holy water juices got your ass like that.
I'm Rike, motherfucker.
Okay, Rike.
Rike is from it Georgetown. French? I'm from Georgetown.
Oh, Lord.
Fuck a Georgetown, motherfucker. But yeah, holla at me, man. We wrapping up. Go, Black.
Yo, y'all already know what it is. Your boy, Black Success. You know, when I did my eyes like this, you know it's getting real.
You're not light skinned, my nigga.
Friday, March 9th. Locking a date. Put it on the side. For those of you that don't know, it's my birthday. And it's going down. On my Pisces, I just gave y'all a little roll call in the group. It's going down. If you ain't a part of it yet, make sure you're a part of the Brown Holy Water group. Brown Holy Water Podcast is the name of the group. It's definitely popping. And follow me on Instagram. I am Black Success. On Boris, you can play the intro by yours truly, Miss Georgie, a.k.a. Danny. This is what we do.
Yo, promo coming soon. Pay attention, y'all. We about to drop some shit.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black.
bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Every Sunday at 7 years, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Girl, we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it.